Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
A milestone was passed yesterday on Sunday, and hardly anyone noticed. I noticed, and maybe you did too, which would put you in a distinct minority of Northwest Ohioans. Sunday was the 10th of November, which means it was also the 49th anniversary of one of the most profound tragedies ever to impact our region. It was 49 Novembers ago, in 1975, that a storm turned Lake Superior into a raging killer and doomed the greatest ship on the Great Lakes, the Edmund Fitzgerald. All 29 men aboard perished when the big ship went down. None of them stood a chance, really. Hurricane-force winds were blasting the vessel, and 26,000 tons of iron ore weighed her down, low in the water. Crewmen who were not on duty were in their cabins, ordered there by their captain because it was too dangerous to be outside. Their cabins became their tombs in seconds. 1 minute, Captain Ernie McSorley was radioing a trailing ship, the Arthur Anderson, that the Fitz was holding her own against the storm. A moment later, she was gone, without so much as an SOS. By the standards of Great Lakes vessels in the 1970s, the Fitzgerald was huge, built to carry an enormous load and do so with speed. At 729 feet in length, she was longer than any building in downtown Toledo is tall, by far. She was the equivalent of a 70-story skyscraper. Built at Detroit's River Rouge shipyard, the Fitzgerald, when launched, was the largest man-made object ever dropped into fresh water. Year after year, from her launch in 1958 until her sinking, she set tonnage records. Her crew was simply the best of the best, and many of them were our own. 6 of the 29 men who died were from Lucas and Wood counties, and a 7th was from Fremont. The Big Fitz was very much Toledo's ship. So how could a freighter that drew admiring stares everywhere she went sink? The simplest answer, she was no match for nature's fury, especially when fully loaded. Here we are 49 years later, and nobody knows for sure what happened in those final moments. There was not even time to get off a call for help. We know what sank the Titanic, but exactly what caused the Fitz to succumb to the storm is a mystery we may never resolve. All we are left with are theories. And finally, we remember the tragedy because Gordon Lightfoot's haunting ballad, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, will not let us forget. Mr. Lightfoot passed away last year, but his mournful ballad is part of his lasting legacy. This is an emotional subject for me. Not only was I once a member of the Fitzgerald's crew, one of the 29 men who died when the gales of November came early was my uncle, Ralph Grant Walton, my father's brother. It's chilling to realize that I might be the only person still living who was once a crew member on the Fitzgerald and later lost a loved one in the tragedy. So rest in peace, Uncle Grant. You are remembered and loved.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media.